if you are young and you start thinking, oh, this message, for, you know, and your confidence is the fact that you are young and you have strength. Well, only yesterday I ran how many miles, Pastor? I did this, I did that. Yeah, I'm going to show you something in the Bible. It says that Isaiah, he gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increased strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young man shall utterly fall. You know utterly fall? Utterly fall. In the Hebrew, it is repeated twice. Fall, which means for intensity, which means utterly fall. Even the youth. So if you're confident in your strength, it has an expiry date. Wait. Just wait. So just because you say, this message is for older ones and it's not for me, your trust is on a shaky foundation. God wants us all, young and old, to do this. Those who wait on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord. Just now we waited on the Lord, right? In your presence. That's waiting on the Lord. Every time you spend time before the Lord in His Word, that's waiting on the Lord. Call it quiet time. Call it appointment with God, tryst with God. Whatever it is time with God, that's waiting upon the Lord. What happens? Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew the strength. Now, you want another revelation, a deeper revelation? The word renew is exchange their strength. It's actually this. It's not, I always had this mentality. This verse means I go to God and, you know, He gives me strength for my weakness. Actually, my problem is not my weakness. I know when I'm weak. My problem is that I don't know that I'm strong in myself. Is God says, give me your human strength and I'll give you divine strength. And then you will understand what it means, the next one. They shall mount up. They doesn't mean the young men. Those who wait upon the Lord. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Because the energy that imbues you, amen, the power that's now flowing through you is no more natural. It is supernatural. And it is measured not by the natural law of physics. It is measured by the riches of His grace, amen, which is limitless. Amen. Some people say, well, Pastor Prince, you know, all this is spiritual, you know, spiritual strength, spiritual this. Then why do you say that it ceased to be the manner of women for Sarah? It's not natural. They're not asking for spiritual seats, you know. Name of mine, I wonder if I have spiritual seats. So sometimes we spiritualize the Bible when God, we rob ourselves of that aspect that God wants us to enjoy and walk in. Don't anyhow spiritualize the Bible. Here it's very clear. They mount up with wings like eagles. You know, there's a promise in Psalms 103. God says, forget not all His benefits, right? Someone bless the Lord and forget not all His benefits. Forget not how many benefits? Why do we just preach one or two? Amen. Some people only preach one or two. They don't believe, oh, Pastor Prince, talk about your renewal of you and all that. You know, but God says, forget not all His benefits. Number one, forgives all your sins. Number two, heals all your diseases. Number three, redeems your life from destruction. Hallelujah. When you fly, you thank God for this benefit. Amen. Amen. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Amen. Amen. This is favor. Number five, forget not all who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. In case you are wondering, maybe it's spiritual youth, Pastor Prince. Let me tell you this, okay? Like the eagles destroys that concept. Like the eagles. Why did God say like the eagles? Because He know that people like you will say the same thing. So God put like the eagles there. Amen? Just like today, there are people, universalists, who say that, oh, lake of fire is just temporal. All right? The worms there are temporal. Everything is temporal. Let me tell you this. Jesus says eternal.
Yep, that's right.
The same word eternal is used for God, the eternal God. And Jesus says where the worm does not die. You pinch it, you peel it off, it does not die. It's still alive. Hello? Still here. All right. It's literal. Why do you use language like worm dies not, and the fire is not quenched? It's literal. A loving Savior told us about a place like that. Are you with me so far? God wants His people to walk in faith. Amen. He wants us to be a supernatural people. Yet at the same time, not denying in the natural. So if you step into the natural, bang, you are subject to the law. You are subject to what is natural. Amen. You are subject to Moses. But if you have the revelation, you are too poor for anything. I resign myself to that. I'm too poor to even pray, to know how to pray. I don't even know the words to pray. I tell the Lord, I am too poor. I fall back into the hands of my high priest, my Lord Jesus, and the words come. It takes us a long, long experience of falling on our face before we learn that we are too poor. Go to your high priest fast, man. Are you with me so far? Okay, bringing this to a close. Is that music to your ears? I got so much more to share, you know, but remember, you say that 60 years old is decline. Well, it's not true for Moses. It's not true for Abraham. By the way, after Sarah died about 100 over years. Abraham died at 175. All right, after Sarah died, I think she died about 120 years, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, after Sarah died, what did Abraham do? He married some more. And then, did he have children? Yes! Yes, he married Keturah. And he had children. So something happened to his natural body, now dead. Something happened. Why? He considered not his own body now dead, but trusted God who says, I have made you a father of many nations. And that faith so changed his body, all right? While waiting for the glorified body, we can do something with this natural body. Amen. But it comes through faith. Are you going to believe the natural facts? It's true. All those things. We don't deny those things, people. We are saying the moment you snap back under the law of Moses, right? You snap back under what is natural. Yes, you are subject to all that. The weakness and all that. But the moment you step into faith, you can be like this man. In Joshua 14, he says this in his old age. Now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said. He's very conscious of God's word. This 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now here I am this day. How old? 85 years old. 85 years old. God kept him alive for how long? 45 years. So how old was he when he went out to spy out the land? 40 years old. He stopped growing old. He forgot the formula of growing old. He didn't know how to grow old already. Because he was a man of faith, he looks to God's word alone. And then he says, I'm as strong today as I was 45 years ago when Moses sent me out. Right, Joshua? I'm as strong. Today I'm 85 years old, and watch this. As yet, I am as strong this day as the day Moses sent me. Just as my... Now, somebody said, well, Pastor Prince, that's spiritual strength, lah. How many times must I tell you that? Okay, I must tell you this now, lah. How many times must I tell you this now? All right? As yet, I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war. You know what's war? No? He's talking about the natural. Now, he's talking about the supernatural and natural. In the natural. He says, I'm strong to fight. You know what happened? The following verses. He went in to Hebron. In fact, drop down. He says this. Therefore, give me this mountain. And that's Hebron. Mountain of Hebron. You know who was there? Giants, Anakims. And by the way, science have found bodies of giants. These are the ones that built the Stonehenge and all that kind of thing. No human could have done it in the natural. These are giants in those days. There's another message altogether. The sons of God, the Bible talks about fallen Nephilim and all that. Okay? And he killed those giants at 85 years old. Don't play around with this old man. Old in age. I'm as strong this day as I was on the day Moses sent me. These are men of God. They don't tell lies. All right? And if Joshua later, Like, imagine someone come to him, you know, with a stick, you know, I'm 95 years old, Joshua, give me this mountain. Hey, bro. Yeah. God bless you. Amen. Of course, you're strong. All right? Mental posture. Of course, you're strong. Right? Joshua won't tell him. But Joshua gave him, drop down. Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb. And he had to go in there and fight. Caleb went in and fight with giants at 85 years old. He wasn't kidding. He was as strong for war as he was back then. You see, what's his secret? If you didn't notice just now, he kept on saying, as God said, as He said, as God said to me, as He said, it is the Word of God. That's why I'm telling you, we go by the Word of God. If God says, don't forget all His benefits, don't forget all. Every day confess, God satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. My youth is being renewed like the eagles. Amen. All my sins are forgiven. All my diseases are healed. And confess all your benefits. There are 5 benefits, the number of grace right there. And God says, forget not a single one. Forget not all His benefits. So the problem is that we are very quick to say, we are very quick to say, getting old, right? Getting old. Very fast. We are very quick. We watch dramas. And I come to a certain age, oh, this one very old already. Oh, that one very old already. Consciousness. You watch the news, the consciousness, all the reports. It's all in the natural. And they're all facts. Don't misunderstand. Obviously, there are some theories and all that. But we're not denying the natural facts any more than Abraham denied his body is dead or the deadness of Sarah's womb. He considered God's word above them all. Because if he didn't consider his own body now dead, he must consider something. He considered God's word. Amen.